Hi and welcome to Culture Unraveled. And in this particular podcast, I want to look into the movie KGF, Chapter 2. KGF stands for Kola Gold Fields. And I want to look into the character of Rocky and how they portrayed him as a hero, and also how we can re-understand the word gold that's very prominent in the movie. In the first part of KGF, we see the underdog Rocky trying to climb up the brutal hierarchy to be the absolute kingpin of the gold smuggling industry. In the second part though, that is this movie, KGF Chapter 2, we see how he fights to keep his position as the undisputed leader of the industry. And since it's a highly lucrative business, you have so many people eyeing for that position that Rocky is in. And Rocky finds himself surrounded by enemies, and he has to always be one step ahead of his enemies because they are always on the lookout to bring him down. In the movie, we see that the masses who work at Kola Gold Fields look to Rocky as their hero who will protect them and keep them safe. But through the movie, we see mass bloodshed because his enemies are powerful and they are able to launch a strong attack against Rocky and his people. We see thousands and tens of thousands of people die in the movie, and there is mass bloodshed all around. The violence is uncontainable on both sides, and we see murder on an unprecedented scale. Of course, through it all, one can accept the fact that Rocky is a better hero and is a better leader because he cares more about the people than anyone else. He cares for their well-being and is willing to fight hard to protect them, even when his own power and health fails him. But regardless, we see that Rocky is unable to control the bloodshed happening around him. He's a hero because his intentions and motivations are better than the others who want to rule KGF. But it just doesn't seem enough to prevent the violence or protect his people. A thinker who can give us some good insights into this is the psychologist Carl Jung, and in his writings, he puts out a way to redefine gold. To see gold not as something that is unearthed as a material substance, but gold that is there in people. Something of great value and worth that can be harnessed such that it transforms the life of everyone who encounters it. That each person carries with him gold of great value, and that through love and community we can bring that gold that is hidden in the person out in the open, and the person begins to radiate it. In his method, Carl Jung looks at speaking to people and counseling them as a very effective way to unearth that gold that lies within. Gold that is unearthed is a metal that humans have seen and placed value on. It is of arbitrary value that is collectively accepted as a standard of value. Its value is lost when human beings stop giving it that value. As much as Rocky is a hero in the movie because he is a better option than his other rivals, what would make Rocky an absolute hero outside the league of his rivals altogether is that if he is able to change their notion of what gold is in the first place, to change their hearts and minds towards it, if he is able to make the masses understand that true gold lies within each human being, and it is that we need to fight for and not physical gold that is hidden on earth, it reframes the system altogether. Violence will not be the order of the day because violence will only destroy the gold that is present in human beings and hence destroy the net economy of the people. It's self-destructive for everyone that is involved. This is definitely not an easy task and takes a hero of epic proportions to embody that thinking and show it as a viable option for the people. If every man is made in the image of God, as scripture says, then what we must seek out is to bring that gold out. There is something of great value in each human being which far surpasses the value that any material thing has. It is towards that we must focus our energies.